What's up, Podcast of Nowhere fans? It's Trey. Now, Ryan's not here, so I'm going to blame him for the technical difficulties we have this week. It's going to sound a little weird. It's going to be hard to listen to, so it's a little shorter this week. We had an issue with the microphones, so it's not going to be our best one, but next week we will do better. Hopefully you can still enjoy this one, and hopefully you can get a couple of laughs.
Podcast to Nowhere. I'm Trey.
Ryan.
And I think this time I'm going to start it off with a song.
Song?
You got, last week it was a fairly weak song, but do you remember?
Podcast to Nowhere. Oh, I just started off with a song again. I just hijacked everything.
Listen here. I'm the guy of the Beatles. I'm the guy of the Beatles that actually writes all the song and has the talent. You're the other guy in the Beatles.
It just plays the drum.
Yeah, I don't know the names.
What?
Who's the main guy?
George?
John Lennon.
George. Paul.
I think they're all named after popes.
All popes are named after... Well, I don't know if there's a George in the Bible.
There's
the Book of George. He would, like, swing from the trees. And,
yeah.
Yeah, he would... He he was the... he named all the animals, like the apes and the...
Right. Verse 3. Chapter 2, verse 3.
What is this?
Wait, ruined my song, but I'm singing it anyway.
Paul, yes, Bible. George, I don't know. I mean, what's the, like, Satan's Bible or, like, the...
The Satanic Bible?
Maybe.
That's the only one I've heard of. Is there another?
No, there's the Bible. There's, like, the books that were left out. Like, the Catholic or the Church got the Bible, got all these written pieces and then left a piece out, and it was that was like the Da Vinci Code was based on that. It was like, there's a book this, and it shows that Jesus was actually giving the middle finger to Judas underneath the table, and that's why Judas was like, I'm getting screwed out here. So then he went to Pontius Pilate, and then
No way that the middle finger was being given in biblical times. That was not a...
Well, who knows what it meant back then. It could have been, bless you, may your kids have a bountiful harvest this season.
Sure. I've also thought, why is there not a newer testament?
Like, there's word... Newest testament?
Newest, yeah. Well, we got two.
No, it's written in gold, and John Smith found it in America.
We're talking Mormonism, yeah. Right now? Okay. Gotcha.
So, I mean, every religion has a point where they draw the line, they say, no more. Jews started with the Old Testament. Islam has the Quran. And they believe in other prophets,
right.
but Muhammad, last one. And then who knows? I mean, there's Gandhi.
Mm-hmm.
Or John Lennon, maybe.
Okay. Was he the leader of something?
Beatleism? He meditated a lot.
Okay. Now, are you religious?
Yeah.
Okay. I have been contemplating joining a cult.
Just a cult?
For fun. Just for fun.
Yeah, but that's what like Bryan Cranston, like when Bryan Cranston said he was like on a horse on his way to go join the Manson.
Charles
Manson.
Right. Well,
and he stopped. Like, maybe be like, I might go check it out, but you gotta turn around.
I have the brain power to withstand all the cult stuff, but I've been watching The Path on Hulu. It's got Aaron Paul speaking of Breaking Bad, and I'm so fascinated with how people get sucked into cults. And so it's about Meyerism, and they're doing all this good stuff, and in principle, it seems like they're doing a lot of good stuff, and of course behind the scenes, a lot of bad stuff is going on, and I need to rise through the ranks to find out this bad stuff.
I just want to see what's going on.
Listen, I love Tom Cruise. His work ethic, his mental capacity is so high, he's able to do anything he puts his mind to. If I was starting a cult, I'd put Tom Cruise out there as my cult leader, cult base, too. He's amazing. I mean, he's clearly a crazy person, but that's beside the point. I just want to go be a part of the crazy, just view what's going on.
It's because of him that I had to watch Maggie Gyllenhaal in the Batman movies instead of Kate.
Oh. What? You're right. That was a weird switch up.
She's great. I just watched the Batman Begins with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
I can't remember her last name. Kate.
You love her.
Yeah, I love her.
Like,
what's her last name?
Like,
and I think it's really the only movie I've ever seen her in.
Whenever we,
what's her last name?
Whenever we leave here, where are you gonna go?
Homestead?
Did we just cut it off before
Tens? Katie Holmes, yes, I love her. Yeah, but no, yeah, he locked her in like a tower and like fed her fish heads and would only let her play with like Suri for 5 hours a day or something. I don't know.
You gonna throw it allegedly on the end of that sentence?
Allegedly.
Well, I've been paying attention to the Scientology documentaries.
Don't get
on A&E.
Scientology,
well,
pick a cult that's like.
There are
no,
several
cults. No, cult.
I just want to see how they brainwash people because I find it so interesting for how it happened. My girlfriend wants to go and get audited in Scientology. Do you know what auditing is?
Where they check your thetans.
You hold these cans.
Wait, it's thetans. Thetans, right?
Thetans, correct.
Well, what's the. I was thinking of midichlorians.
I don't know what those are.
Star Wars. It's what the Force is.
I hadn't seen any of them.
Here, can the world hear my hand hitting my forehead?
I tried. I've seen a little bit of one of them.
People are just watching me smack myself in Starbucks.
I don't get the Star Wars movement. It's almost cult-like, the Star Wars following.
It is. You should join Star Wars.
So, we've been watching the A&E documentary that Leah Remini did, or it's her series. Scientology, and she wants to go get audited, and so I think it would be fun just to go and try out some of these things.
They suck you in. They will suck you in.
I have the willpower and the brain power to fight it off.
No, it's the dumbest people are the ones that can fight. It's the Homer Simpson. When Homer Simpson joined the cult.
Are you calling me dumb?
No, that's how you survive it eventually. But then they understand, oh, he's not just a genius. He's actually just an idiot. And
are you telling me you're giving? Are you being?
No, like, Homer Simpson's the only. He had the only cure, which was like lower brain waves.
You're anti-religious freedom right now, Ryan. Why won't you let me live my own life?
You said cult,
and you want. I'm trying. It's a religious movement. All right.
You said cult, though. Like Manson wasn't getting like tax write-offs because he was a church or a religion.
No one calls themselves cults. I'm going with the idea that they're a cult in other people's eyes, but not in their own eyes.
Well,
I want to go see what they're doing.
There's a ton of people in Indianapolis that would say otherwise, but...
Where?
Indianapolis?
Why?
Where's the football team?
Okay. That's good.
Yeah,
that's
stupid.
That's high-level humor. Maybe I'm not smart enough to find out the cult.
Exactly. Oh. You're perfect for a cult. Did we even intro the show? What podcast are we doing?
The podcast to nowhere. You want me to sing my song now?
Yes.
I was trying to get to the song a minute ago.
Okay, 8 minutes into the show. Trey's going to introduce us.
It's the podcast to nowhere. Podcast to nowhere. Where you going? Nowhere. Thank you. It's our new jingle. Stamped. Approved. Thank you. Let's take a vote. The ayes have it.
I just saw, like, sponsors are lining up right now.
Mm-hmm. We're doing this again from Starbucks. It's a little crowded, but we did get the premium spot right next to the bathroom. We
should probably just go in the bathroom.
We could have. The acoustics would have been better. And there are people right next to us clearly doing real, actual work. And we're over here just talking like morons.
There's high school students in here.
Smarter than us, I'm sure.
No. I don't know what they're doing, but we are definitely distracting them. We're actually making them study harder because they are seeing what happens when you don't take school seriously at an early age.
Did you not take school seriously?
No.
I was a truant. A truant?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
It was only senior year I stopped just going to class.
Right.
And then eventually, like, Ryan, you got to go to court.
Okay, did you get, like, a ticket?
No, mom cried. Yeah, I got a ticket. I pled guilty.
Yeah.
It was crazy. I went in front of a judge and pled guilty.
Is it a misdemeanor?
I don't know.
You're a felon. And you still are voting, really, which is weird.
Full disclosure, I've never voted.
Never?
Never.
So you've never done jury duty either. What? You never voted? You're not registered?
No, I'm registered now. I was going to vote last. And then I wasn't registered, which I thought I was.
Okay.
Like, I really remember, like, doing it when I was signing for my driver's license. But
the government
I could have moved,
saw.
Like, when I could have changed my registration in college. Maybe that was it. Then I wasn't registered where I was located anymore. Maybe that was it. Maybe I am registered. Well, I definitely am registered now.
The government probably saw that you were from Eastern Europe originally, and they're like, this guy, you can't let him.
Born in Romania. What up, gypsies?
They prefer travelers now, I believe.
My birth father was a gypsy.
I guess you're allowed to use the G word, though.
Mm-hmm.
You drop a hard G.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gypping.
It ain't easy.
No.
Oh, boy. So, you weren't a great student in high school,
college? I took AP classes.
Oh, okay.
I was the B in 2.9 in high school, 2.9 in college. I did a lot of extracurriculars.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, like, I was doing drugs. Like, that, I don't mean that type of extracurricular. I mean,
sure.
Like, actually, Key Club. Act
What the hell's Key Club?
I have no idea.
It's
like
keys?
Service project stuff. I was elected treasurer?
Yeah, how much money do y'all have?
We had keys.
You just were in charge of the keys.
Yeah.
Interesting. I think old-timey, do you have different sets of keys? Like, you have, like, the old-school locks that you have for prison?
Yeah, and the president got the, like, skeleton one that was you got to wear.
The master key?
I did
key.
Sports. I just went home, and I was,
sports?
Like, golf and lacrosse. Ultimate frisbee.
You're built for golfing. You have the wingspan of a California condor.
Yeah.
It's a lot of leverage to hit that ball. Did you see Tiger Woods came back?
No.
No,
he
came
Who
back.
Was he?
He was playing at Torrey Pines out there in California.
No, yeah, I did see that. He did really well.
He did better than expected for not playing on the PGA Tour for a year. And then some guy, Tiger was going for a birdie punt, and some guy goes, "Get in the hole!" on Tiger's backswing, and Tiger completely messed it up, and then so they kicked the guy out of the golf course.
Yeah, that's mad. Okay.
Do you ever watch lacrosse?
I did in high school. In college.
So now when it comes on ESPN2, you don't care about it? Gotcha.
So wait, I want to go back. Because this takes me to a story. Speaking of wingspan, and I might get pretty deep right here. Not like deep as in. But this, it might go pretty, I might just derail something.
That's fine. Whatever.
So I've been walking my dog at night. I went through the last thing yesterday, like last week of like fear and walking a dog in the dark.
Yep.
So now I have this like thing. I think he's, like I've started, I guess this is my most out there thought this week, or just like mental journey. So I walk my dog at night, and he comes across critters all the time. But I never see them, like I never make out what it is. I just see a shadow move across the ground, and I just see him chasing it. And I see, walk up, and there's a big shadow to the right of the trail, and he's just standing there barking at it.
Right, no leash still.
No.
Going leashless.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he's good.
Unleashed, if you will.
Yeah.
Right, biggest.
And so I was in a big field one day, and I saw a shadow run across the field, and he, like, perked up. And so now I'm just thinking, like, what if my dog has, like, the sixth sense, but for animals?
Like, sees dead animals?
So he sees dead animals. And now, somehow, what he sees is leaking into my head. Because there's some times where he thinks he's chasing something, he's clearly not chasing anything. I go over and walk to him, and he just like is pouncing on maybe bugs, but it just doesn't look like he's pouncing on anything. So I think, man, my dog is like seeing dead things.
Anyway, that's a huge plot hole in The Sixth Sense. He doesn't see any dead animals.
I know. Well, that might answer the question. Maybe dogs don't go to heaven. Maybe animals don't go to heaven. Maybe animals don't experience afterlife at all.
Yeah, but still, they're dead. So what is he thinking about? What is it,
like,
ghosts?
Just think about all the dead animals, like all the bugs.
It'd be a bunch
it'd
of different
just be
movie
crawling everywhere. Oh
yeah.
My gosh, it'd be terrible. That would be terrifying.
Yeah, that's a much scarier movie.
But like, so I have never seen the actual like nose or the shape of anything. I just see these shadows going across the ground, and he's running. I've since got like a light for his collar, so I know where he is.
Smart.
So then I've heard this owl. Like I just hear an owl in this big park. We're walking one day. He's walking around and he's moving, sniffing everything, and he perks up and he starts running. And then all of a sudden, just like wings, like have you seen the Jeepers Creepers?
Yeah.
You know when the final thing, the wings come
yeah,
out?
Exactly.
It was like that.
And you just see that shadow.
Yeah. Goes into the air. And like California condor, that wingspan was massive, and it was an owl. And I mean, I've now suspected that it's an owl, but now I have. So then, I have this vision. I just went like into this whole type of vision where. So my dog's seeing dead animals. Somehow that's leaking into my mind as well.
Sure.
So the dog and me are linked somehow now. Guy's my dog. We're linked. I'm kind of seeing these dead animals that he's chasing. And we just saw this owl, which might have been a dead owl. And, you know, and it's a spirit of an owl flying away. But I still hear it as I'm walking, like, every night. Like, I'll just hear this owl.
Okay? Yeah.
And so now I have this. Had this image that, like, the scariest thing that could happen to me is this owl attacking me. Like, it's not a. Like, I think it's scary if we're hurt. Like, I don't think it's as scary if, like, a person comes out with a knife and stabs me or something.
You think it's scarier to have the owl attack than
yeah,
the person?
I'm not conditioned to ever think, like, what happens if an animal attacks me. I don't know where the vulnerable spots of an owl are. I know where humans go, but.
Look at a beak.
But I can't see a beak. I don't. It's a beak's tiny. And it's got, like, what is it? It's got feathers. It's got cushioning. And so then I had this vision of just, like, I'm just getting mauled by an owl. I can't do anything. And I'm getting scraped. And I'm lying on the ground. And I'm, like, gasping and bleeding. And, like, I call my mom. And I'm, like, you know, I'm trying to get words out, and I need her to come pick me up, and so I'm going to meet her at a spot where I think I can walk to.
You shared
your
location.
I'm walking there, and I'm just bloody. I'm so bloody and just, like, crying, and I call my girlfriend, and I say, hey, you know, it's like last word type of deal, like, and I'm just, like, I feel myself fading and fading, and then my mom's running up, and she's, like, shaking.
Right.
And so... And like, I just think, oh, I'm losing all this blood, and I feel so much pain of just getting, like, scratched up by this owl. And all of a sudden, she's just like, what's wrong, like, shaking me. And all of a sudden, I, like, come into, like, a moment where I'm looking at myself, and I realize that there's, like, nothing actually wrong with me. But this, like, I, like, Stranger Things kind of, like, flipped into a upside down. But I wasn't, like, in an upside-down world. It was the same world, but everything was, like, now, like, lacerating my body and feeling so much pain, and my dog's just, like, sitting there staring at me.
So the, like, dog... Does the dog see the attack happen?
No, the dog is the bridge. So he has the key.
Oh!
Yes, he sees the attack happen.
Was he a part of Key Club?
Never joined Kiko. Should never been treasurer. Anyway, yeah, so then I had, like, this whole thing of, like, I'm like, oh, okay, now my mom's obviously going to send me to a psychiatrist. My girlfriend's calling my mom, like, calling, like, what's wrong with Ryan? And she's like, I don't know. He's okay.
Right.
And so, but then I'm like going to a psychiatrist and then trying to explain what I'm seeing every day. And
do you have...
And I lose my job and then have to stay at home for the rest of my life.
Are you on too much medication or not enough?
Not enough. Zero.
Do you have any real world panic?
Or well, I don't know if this was a panic. This was more of like a vision that I had while I was just walking my dog.
Okay.
Of like, this could happen. I mean, I don't have answers for certain things, and so why not?
Could be. Could be the dead owl from another realm attack.
Yeah.
That could be what takes you down.
And so, and my dog just has this key that enters the animal world.
It's interesting, at the very least. I don't have any... I have nothing to help out. I don't... Like, do you ever hear a story from somebody and you're like, I don't know how to help that person?
Should I write a book about it? Do I need to be publishing this stuff?
Yeah, we're going to go young teen, young adult.
No.
You don't want to go young adult? No. It's all a rage right now. If you're going to write a book...
No, maybe like...
You want it to be Stephen King-esque? You don't want it to be Hunger Games-esque?
Maybe there's a way to like make it for kids.
Let's think about AI. Let's not go the book route. Let's go with artificial intelligence, augmented reality. Now you're making it into see what Ryan's thinking. And then you have the owl attack you in virtual reality. I'd pay to see that. I want to be a part of that.
I would. Well, I've asked the question before. I think we've talked about it. Maybe you brought it. Like, what animal could you kill with your bare hands?
Yeah, so Arian Foster, he was a running back for the Houston Texans,
that's
said that he could take a wolf. If he came across a wolf in the forest, he said that he would be able to take him down. We did a whole podcast about this a year ago. Not you and I.
Oh, okay. Anyway,
back in a different podcast that will not be named.
Screw those guys.
Could you take a wolf?
No. I think I had the conversation a while ago. If I'm in a like blank white room that's like 20 feet by 20 feet, and there's a coyote in there, and I'm naked, I could beat the coyote.
Not a chance.
So, the idea is to cause as much trauma to it as possible.
Sure.
At the very beginning.
But he's thinking the same thing about what he's going to do to you.
What's he? I have body weight. I have mass. I have wingspan.
He has killing skills that he has harnessed in the wild. You're in a box with a rabid animal.
I'm not going to box with... See, I'm not going to try to take it to 3 rounds or 10 rounds. I'm going to... This thing's going to chase at me. I'm going to somehow... heel drop it right in the sternum and like crack a rib or something, you know, get in its windpipe early, stun it.
Sure.
And then I grab it by the hind legs and I just start swinging and whipping it on the floor.
And PETA is now commenting on our Instagram post to boycott this podcast.
But if I'm in the woods, if I come across a coyote, I don't think I can beat it. On its own terms, on like natural terms, like that's the thing. If an owl wants to come and attack me, it can do it. And I think I'm going to lose if we're outside in owl land.
The owl's a little easier, I feel like. But I can see where you would be...
That son of a bitch could fly.
True.
Conquered flight.
Yeah. No.
And I don't even have webbed toes. I can't even swim well.
You got the old fifth finger, the thumb.
What, just give the thumbs up?
No. You're able to hold on to things.
Maybe,
like,
yeah.
And grab a...
It's got talons! You're saying a talon can't hold on to something.
You grab a leg, though. You grab a leg and you start whipping it around. You're just doing, like, the terrible talon wave over your head with the owl. You're not going to be defenseless anymore. You're going to have that owl freaking out.
But that's the thing. It's coming at you. It's attacking you. It's scratching your face. If it, like, a coyote jumps at me, I'm either gonna, like, lose, like, really damage an arm, just, like, forearm it, but then I'm gonna go with my other arm and just honestly try to stick it inside of its body. Like, try to go so hard that my hands
enters it.
Right, okay.
Okay. And just blenders the inside of it.
Okay, so Coyote has no chance against you.
No.
Because you're going to stick your hand inside of it. The owl, in its own element, wins. So,
so does the coyote.
You're looking for the home field advantage, really. Let's say I put
you...
You
have to be naked.
Naked? Okay, yeah. Gotcha. Let's say I put you naked in a box.
Well, anybody has to be naked in this scenario. You have to think of yourself as naked.
You're naked in a room that's filled with waist to nipple high water. Okay? And there's a lemon shark. Not a great white shark, it's a lemon shark. It's like a mid-range.
There's no way.
You couldn't take
a manatee.
You're in like a 10x10 room.
I could not take a manatee.
So he can't get a whole lot of momentum going. I'm thinking I could take the shark easier than I could take the coyote.
What do I do?
Go for the eye? He's only got a mouth.
But it's solid muscle. Like, I've got a mouth, and I've got bones, and I've got, like, the way I'm going to beat a shark is if I break my arm off and use a bone to stab it. That's the only way I win.
He just chummed the water.
Yeah.
So now he's furious seeing red. Okay, let me give you another.
I don't think sharks see red. I don't think that's why they are attracted to blood, because it's red. Which I found it early. Gray white sharks cannot survive in captivity.
Interesting.
I think the longest one was like a couple months.
Aww.
Yeah.
Let me give you one more.
Animal?
Yeah. I put you with...
Garden snake.
Squash that. Sure. Let's go with a giraffe.
No. Can't win.
But...
Unless I like... Oh, you have no Star Wars. Unless I like... You know how they bring down an AT-AT?
Yeah.
Unless I did
just
that.
Just wrap it with something. Yeah. But let's say I give you, in this 10-foot by 10-foot room, I also give you a catwalk. So you could come from above with the giraffe. So you're able to get at its head. You think you could take the giraffe down?
What do I do? It's on the ground. What do I do? You just start kidney shots? Beating it with, like, get its hooves and say, stop hitting yourself.
Dumb
giraffe, stop hitting yourself. Giraffes are crazy.
Oh, yeah. The slapping of the head. I think you would lose.
That's insane. Like, they say football causes brain trauma. Giraffe.
This is the podcast to nowhere. Next week, Ryan will be smuggling stuff into North Korea.
Microphones so I can do a podcast from there.
Perfect.
And a satellite phone so I can communicate back to you.
And I will be finding out what sound a jellyfish makes while being intimate. Tune in. It's going to be a good one.